Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, everyone, it's Tanzina Vega, and you're with The Takeaway. The Trump Foundation is shutting down. New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood announced the agreement on Tuesday. In a statement, Underwood accused the foundation of, quote, a shocking pattern of illegality that included unlawful coordination with Trump's presidential campaign. And now the foundation will be forced to return the money it has left and redistribute it to other charities under judicial supervision. Laura Namias, a reporter for Politico New York, has been following these developments. Laura, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
How much money are we talking about here?
Well, the charity has about $1.7 million left that they have to disperse. But if the charity dissolves, it won't be the end of the money that it has to pay out.
Is that right?
Okay. Yes. Attorney General Barbara Underwood is seeking millions of dollars more in restitution. This lawsuit is still ongoing. There may be additional penalties for the Trump Foundation or for President Trump and his children, subject to what happens in the lawsuit.
Now, the president is currently involved in many, many, many lawsuits.
So many
lawsuits. There's a lot of litigation happening right now. So just to make sure we understand this one specifically, what did New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood really accuse? What was she going after here?
So if you have a charity, if you run a charity in New York or in most other places, you have to agree that you're not going to engage in political campaigns, or that you're not going to use the charity to enrich yourself. It's sort of like the basic underlying principle of a lot of nonprofits and charities in the country and in New York State. So Barbara Underwood is accusing Donald Trump and the Trump Foundation of engaging in this pattern over many years of essentially using Trump Foundation donations to settle legal disputes for Trump's personal businesses, or even in some cases,
and for his own campaign, right?
Yes, and in one instance in particular, of essentially handing over the Trump Foundation's management to his presidential campaign during the early days of the 2016 race, making strategic donations in key primary states like Iowa. And as she alleges, doing it in order to influence the outcome of the presidential campaign and to further benefit Trump as a political candidate.
Well, speaking about that, the Trump Foundation attorneys have criticized Barbara Underwood for, quote, politicizing the investigation into their finances. What's with that?
Well, so the investigation started under former Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who has since resigned after being accused of sexual misconduct. But Schneiderman was a Democrat and made no secret of going after Trump, not only on this matter, but he also sued Trump over Trump University. So the two have some history. But Barbara Underwood is a career prosecutor. She is not running for public office. She did not run to become attorney general. So the accusation of politicization here is less fitting than for somebody who maybe had aspirations to higher office at one point.
And you said this is going to go on. This is just the beginning of this lawsuit?
Absolutely. So the agreement to dissolve the foundation only settles one part of it. The lawsuit will continue, and Trump Foundation attorneys have said that they will continue to fight the other aspects of it.
Not a surprise. Laura Namias is with Politico New York. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.